Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about the battle flag of the Army of Northern Virginia, which has been thrust into the news lately because some kid who loved it went crazy and committed an atrocity. Yes, again. The South continues to claim over and over that the flag is not a testament to their history of slavery, but an illustrious banner heralding their heritage and independence. The same way a skull and crossbones is a symbol of change and rebirth, and the swastika just a harmless emblem of Caucasian pride. Anything can stand for anything if you want it to. Yankee Doodle stuck a feather in his cap and called it macaroni. That doesn't mean people are going to start serving feathers and cheese as a side dish to barbecue dinners anytime soon. But it is disingenuous to the extreme to suggest that when the Stars and Bars is worn or brandished, it's not a wink-wink, nudge-nudge, knowing and shared bigoted commentary with no need to be verbalized. The ultimate dog whistle in the key of Dixie. Proof that though the war of Northern aggression has been over for 150 years, the grudge remains alive. The South never quit fighting. They just took a breather with an extended intermission. Besides, their protestations might be a bit more believable if the states that fly the flag over Confederate monuments and state grounds weren't the same ones that defied integration until the bitter end with police and dogs and fire hoses. But it's about states' rights. Yeah, especially those rights that include owning your labor force. They may call it macaroni, but it's white supremacy. And Republicans wonder why they can't get black votes. Pull the flags down on government lands. Let people fly or paint or tattoo them on their own property, which thankfully no longer includes other people. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.